I was in a library, she says, and the librarian said they don't have what I'm looking for. She pauses. What's your name? The shadow nods slowly, and with lightning-quick hands he grabs a cockroach from the floor and shoves it into his mouth, chews for a moment, then swallows.
I am Cole Ferox. I was a professor once. What are you looking for?
Don't be so dramatic, Mr. Fletcher. The important thing is that you're here. As for the why, well, I suppose that simply remains to be revealed. As for the rest of you, I know exactly why you're here. One of you has stolen from me.
Good evening, I'm Richard Holbrook. We begin tonight with a disturbing report out of Blaine County. Authorities have confirmed the discovery of two bodies earlier this afternoon near the shoreline of Alamo Sea. No suspects have been identified at this time. In other news tonight, tensions continue to rise overseas as American involvement in Vietnam expands. We'll have more on tonight's top stories as they develop.
All right, she said at last. Go then. Her gaze locked with Jack's. Go. Rusalka nodded to Jack.
Go down to the rocks, she commanded. I will be right behind you, my love.
Jack looked past Rusalka to Nariah. Her disheveled hair hid her eyes, but even this far away, Jack could see that her bottom lip was trembling.
Good luck, Jackdaw,
she whispered so quietly the sound didn't make its way to Jack's ears. But he read the words on her lips. He nodded, then swallowed loudly, squeezed his eyes shut, and started down the spiral stairs. The lantern room door swung closed behind him.